time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate on Wednesday voted 52-48 to open debate on the Republican tax bill, setting up a likely vote by the end of the week. In a speech in Missouri on Wednesday night, Trump said the bill would cost him a fortune.
America's tax code is a total dysfunctional mess. It is riddled with loopholes that let some special interests, including myself, in all fairness, this is going to cost me a fortune, this thing. Believe me. Believe me. This is not good for me. Me, it's not so. I have some very wealthy friends. Not so happy with me, but that's okay. You know, I keep hearing Schumer, this is for the wealthy. Well, if it is, my friends don't know about it.
The Washington Post fact checker says that's false and gives his statement four Pinocchios. A new Reuters Ipsos poll released on Wednesday finds that 49% of Americans aware of the Republican tax plan are opposed to it. 29% support the plan and 22% say they don't know. One major sticking point is how the bill deals with the federal deficit and the national debt. Senator Bob Corker wants to add a trigger mechanism that would raise taxes automatically if economic growth targets aren't hit in the future to offset a higher deficit. The president slammed British Prime Minister Theresa May on Twitter after Britain criticized him for retweeting anti-Islam videos originally posted by a leader of a British far-right fringe party.
U.S. President Donald Trump says his retweets of a British ultra-nationalist fringe group's videos are justified, as both the UK's conservative government and their opposition unified in condemnation of their closest ally. Prime Minister Theresa May's office stated that, quote, it is wrong for the president to have circulated the unverified videos, which purport to show Muslims committing violent acts. The president hitting back, responding, don't focus on me, focus on the radical Islamic terrorism in Britain.
Trump's tweet drew outrage reactions in Britain, including from Brendan Cox, husband of lawmaker Joe Cox, who was murdered in 2016 by a Britain First far-right extremist. Quote, you have a mass shooting every single day in your country. Your murder rate is many times that of the UK. Your healthcare system is a disgrace. You can't pass anything through a Congress that you control. I would focus on that, he said. The White House defended the retweets by Trump. When asked about reports that the videos were not real, White House spokesman Sarah Sanders told reporters it didn't matter.
So it doesn't matter if it's a fake video.
Look, I'm not talking about the nature of the video. I think you're focusing on the wrong thing. The threat is real. And that's what the president is talking about, is the need for national security, the need for military spending. And those are very real things. There's nothing fake about that.
Does the president have
Thank you.
But that says the
need justifies
the
ends.
That's not what I said. You're putting words in my mouth. I said that the threat is real. The threat needs to be addressed. The threat has to be talked about. And that's what the president is doing in bringing that up.
In the wake of another intercontinental ballistic missile launch by North Korea, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Wednesday where U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley warned that the North Korean leadership would be utterly destroyed if war were to break out.
Yesterday, the North Korean regime made a choice. It chose to feed its nuclear aggression. It chose to thumb its nose at the civilized world. It chose to challenge the patience of a world united against its recklessness. We have never sought war with North Korea. And still today, we do not seek it. If war does come, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like we witnessed yesterday. And if war comes, make no mistake, the North Korean regime will be utterly destroyed. The continuing development of these missile systems demands that countries further isolate the Kim regime. So today, we call on all nations to cut off all ties with North Korea. President Trump called Chinese President Xi this morning and told him that we have come to the point that China must cut off the oil from North Korea. That would be a pivotal step in the world's effort to stop this international pariah. China must show leadership and follow through. China can do this on its own, or we can take the oil situation into our own hands.
Matt Lauer was ousted Wednesday from his job co-hosting the Today Show. Thursday morning, Savannah Guthrie shared a statement from her former colleague.
There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I have left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. I regret that my shame is now shared by the people I cherish dearly. Repairing the damage will take a lot of time and soul searching, and I'm committed to beginning that effort. It is now my full-time job. The last 2 days have forced me to take a very hard look at my own troubling flaws. It's been humbling. I am blessed to be surrounded by people I love. I thank them for their patience and grace.
After the announcement of Lauer's firing Wednesday, Variety ran a story accusing him of crude and habitual misconduct with other women around the office. Multiple other stories of particularly lewd and crude behavior have surfaced since the news of Lauer's firing broke. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.